Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
2,000 years ago, the Jews were run out of their homeland of Israel, and they went all over the world. We call that the diaspora. But there was Bible prophecy that God would bring back the children of Israel to the land of Israel. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Strang, and I thank you for listening to my Strang Report today. We're going to talk about a great event we had here in Orlando in which we raised a lot of money to give to help Jews make Aliyah. And we supported several different ministries, but today I'm going to talk about Ezra International. And a lot of you donated to this, and as I've told you before, 100% of your donation goes to helping Jews, mostly in the former Soviet Union, go through the whole process, which is a very complicated, expensive process, to be able to immigrate to Israel. So after this pause, you're going to hear Gary Cristofaro, who is my longtime friend, and his boss, Mel Hotzel, who founded Ezra International, which has helped more than 60,000 people immigrate to Israel.
Why shouldn't you increase your ability to make more money and get a better job in nursing, and especially if your current employer might pay for your schooling? At ORU, if you have an associate's degree in nursing, you can share a whole person experience with your patients by earning your accredited RN to BSN in as little as 1 year to 18 months. And did I mention it's online so you can do it on your schedule? Registration just opened. Learn more by calling 918-495-6363 and apply online at oru.edu/online.
Okay, my first question for Gary Cristofaro is, explain to me and explain to our listeners exactly what Aliyah is and why your ministry, Ezra International, focuses on it.
Well, sure. The word Aliyah in Hebrew literally means to ascend, to go up. And going up to Jerusalem from anywhere in the world is considered going up. The word then became synonymous with the return of Jewish people to the land of Israel, and so that's where we use the term Aliyah to refer to the return of Jewish people from all over the world. The reason it's significant, for one, it's the most prophesied event in all of Scripture. And it's actually happening in our day. 2,700 years ago, the prophets declared that this would happen, and all the prophets declared it would happen, all the way back to Moses, which would be even more than 2,700 years, about 3,500 years, declared that the Jewish people would be scattered into the nations, and then at one day in the latter days would return. What's significant about this return, and this is the second and last return, is that the prophet Isaiah speaks to us, the Gentiles, the nations, and tells us that we will be involved, that God will declare this and set up a banner in Israel and declare to the nations that we will carry the Jewish people in our arms and on our shoulders. And so There's a biblical mandate for our involvement, and it's a fulfillment, a direct fulfillment of the Word of God based on His covenant promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that the land of Israel would belong to the Jewish people forever.
Well, I certainly believe that, and Gary, you and I have been friends for probably 10 years or maybe a little bit more, working first of all through Christians United for Israel, and then I was excited when I found out that you started working with Ezra International. And Mel, I just want to ask you, as the leader of Ezra International, if you could just give my listeners kind of the scope. I mean, you've helped maybe about 50,000 people make Aliyah. Where are these people from? How long have you been doing this?
started in 1995, and we've been working in almost all of the former Soviet Union countries, and now we're also working in European countries and South Central America.
And how many families or individuals have you been able to help make Aliyah?
We've helped more than 60-some thousand.
Wow.
And we've been involved with others that were indirectly that put the mark up around 100,000 total that we've been involved somehow or another with.
Yeah, isn't it true that there are a whole lot more Jews waiting to emigrate to Israel?
Yes, there's many, many that are still trapped behind the wall of poverty. It's very complex once the person makes a decision to go. It's very expensive because they have to get all their documents, the cost of travel back and forth to the consulate. So many people just can't, especially in the former Soviet Union, just can't afford to pay the way to go. So they need help from Christians like your organization, ARC. It's been a blessing, what you've done for us here.
The stereotype that most Americans have of Jewish people is that they're wealthy because there are so many, very successful Jewish people here in the United States. But that's not true all over the world. In fact, I was surprised when I learned that there's people living in poverty in Israel itself. And certainly these Jews that you're talking about in the Ukraine, many of them live in poverty and literally can't afford to move.
That's true. And especially all over the former Soviet Union, the Jewish people were treated very badly, and most of them weren't allowed to work or get a job during the communist system because of the fact they were Jewish. And so a majority of them in the former Soviet Union were and still are living in poverty. And that's why they need so much help to make the exodus to Israel, because they just don't have the money to do it on their own. It's true what you're saying, because so many people think because they see the American Jews, it's just not that way once you get out of America.
I was talking to Blake Lorenz on another podcast, and of course he worked with us on the Bless Israel event that we held here in Orlando last weekend, and he made the point that these people's lives are really forever changed when they move to Israel, and it even affects future generations.
Yes, it's in Israel. As a matter of fact, the one lady that people saw that didn't have the legs in our video, I visited her after she got to Israel, and a relative called her from Ukraine, and she was actually yelling over the phone, "I'm in paradise. I didn't know there was a paradise like this," because of how bad the conditions where she lived, and then coming to Israel where she got a decent meal and medical help and things of that nature. It's just unbelievable the change in their lives. Because living under the communist system was very, very repressive, especially for Jewish people.
You know, it's amazing what's happened, and it gives you a good feeling to know that you're helping people. And, you know, we raise quite a bit of money through Christian Life Missions, which is our nonprofit partner and the readers of Charisma Magazine. And the other night, I was able to make a presentation to you of $126,000 that's come in.
That was a tremendous blessing, and that will help almost 400 Jewish people to be able to fulfill their destiny, prophetic destiny, to get to Israel. We will be able to help almost 400 Jewish individuals to make that journey to Israel. And what a blessing that you've done, and we just can't thank you and all the people involved. Steve, it was just a tremendous offering, and we're just blown away by it. Well, yeah, Steve, to that point, not long ago, I was in a refugee camp where we've helped the war victims coming out of the eastern portion of Ukraine. And one of the women came to me through the interpreter. She was in tears, and she said that we had lost all hope. We had nothing. Everything had been destroyed. And now we're here, and we're in peace, and we're going to be heading to Israel soon. And she says, "I can't believe there are people in America who care about us. We had no hope, and now, you know, we're on our way to Israel." So it is a phenomenal thing to know that the people here in America are helping people with absolutely no hope and changing their lives.
Well, that's exciting, and in the few minutes we have left, I want to just reflect for a minute and get your opinion about what you saw and experienced the other night. You know, we had a great Bless Israel event that I mentioned, and we had visitors from the Jewish community. We had a lot of different ministries and churches represented. We sang HaTikva, which means the hope, which is the Israeli national anthem. And of course, we sang our own national anthem and sang Jewish songs and had some pageantry. And we had a very interesting speech by a Holocaust survivor. He was an 8-year-old boy in Belgium and literally had several miracles happen. It was very, very inspiring. And now he's 85 years old. So that kind of gives my listeners an idea of what happened. And I would like you to add to it anything that you feel you should.
Well, yeah, I will start with the fact that, you know, having an event like that, it does so many things. It raises awareness to, you know, the covenant promises that God made to Israel. It shows the difference today in the Christian response from the time of the Holocaust till today. And I think most importantly, gives people an opportunity to do something, join in the purposes of God in our generation, and not just talk about their love for Israel, but actually have an opportunity to do something for the Jewish people in Israel. And by you extending your that offer to your Charisma readers and to the people in Central Florida, people got that chance, and I know that they'll be blessed for it, and we are certainly blessed. And just again, I want to add to Mel's comments, we thank you. We can't thank you enough for all that you've done.
And Mel, what are your observations?
Yes, I was just really impressed and blessed by the love that we saw there with Jewish people and Christian people together in that meeting, and then how impressed everyone was with your message. It was just a blessing. The message you gave to us, and we were all very blessed. And then to see the results of the giving that came through your organization was just mind-boggling, really, because to be a part of something that God is doing and seeing Christians all over America willing to step up and help and knowing that this is a prophetic thing that's happening and we're part of it, and that we were able to be a part of this event was just unbelievable. And we can't thank you guys enough, especially at Charisma, because you really did a tremendous job.
Well, thank you. And I'll give you the last word for either or both of you, and tell my listeners how they could connect with your ministry with Ezra International.
Well, the easiest way is to go to EzraInternational.org, our website, and there's lots of information there, ways to get involved, and we keep that ticker running as to how many Jewish people have come out of the nations, and right now, as Mel said, we're over 60,000. We're at 60,392 today, and there's much more on there. That would be the best way.
Yes, and I believe that when we've seen this so many times, when people begin to start blessing Israel, they see the Lord begins to fulfill his word where he says, "I will bless those who bless you." And we've seen it so many times, unbelievable stories that people tell us that after they started helping. And one of the greatest blessings for Israel today is to help one more Jewish person get to Israel. And they can do that through Ezra International. And they can actually be a part of Bible prophecy, not just reading about it or praying about it, but actually being a part of it when they help another Jewish person get to Israel. So we thank every one of your people and your readers because of what you've done here. It's been a blessing. We thank you.
I am so inspired by this ministry, and I hope that you will have a heart to help them and go to their website and check these things out and find out how you can be involved either directly with their ministry or through our own ministry, Christian Life Missions, which is the nonprofit partner of Charisma Magazine. So thank you for listening. I'm Steve Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.